taxes. That is the conversation we're having today. What is your fair share? This global tax, this pursuit of taxpayers, you know, California started this idea. Just attach yourselves like a parasite, like a tax worm, to anybody who ever made money in California, built a business, did something, moved out of California. They want to attach themselves permanently to those people and those companies. And now Joe Biden and the tax globalists want to be able to do that anywhere in the world, attach themselves to you. You need to pay more taxes. Patrick Hedger is the executive director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. And senators are now targeting credit card rewards. Credit card rewards. Does that mean my Delta Plus American Express card, my miles are going to get taxed? Is that what I'm up against? Because I can't get doodly squat on the miles already. Patrick, good to have you here on the program as we continue the conversation.
Yes, thank you for having me. And
tell me, what does this mean? Does it mean my Delta miles? What does it mean?
There's a couple different proposals floating around out there. There are some folks that are looking at targeting rewards points because rewards points right now are tax-free. It's a version of a
they should be.
I totally agree with you there. The other big problem is that what they're trying to do is push through a bill called the Credit Card Competition Act, which would effectively take away your choice in determining which credit card network you use to process your payment and put that choice in the hands of the retailer instead. And that's an attempt to try and drive down the associated fees with credit cards. But those are the fees that pay for the rewards that you get, but they also pay for the cybersecurity and fraud protections that you have. And this is a really, really problematic bill for those reasons.
So explain what that means and why that creates that problem.
So we actually, this is one of the few examples where we have a natural policy experiment that already occurred, where Dick Durbin, who is now pushing this bill, the Credit Card Competition Act, got the Durbin Amendment added to Dodd-Frank when that was passed in 2008 to effectively cap debit card fees. And what we saw is that free checking accounts went away and a lot of the same rewards programs that people enjoy with credit cards now that used to be attached to debit cards went away. And so what they're trying to do now is artificially lower the prices of the credit card fee, the network fees, in the same way for credit cards. And we know what will happen, which means those credit card rewards programs that most people really, really enjoy are going to go away.
I mean, how does that make sense? All right, so I get some frequent flyer miles on Delta. You know, I get my status upgraded, but really the American Express deal has ruined the Delta programs because everybody's got one now, and you stand in line at the Delta Lounge. If you don't know, trust me, we all know. We all complain about it. I don't think there's any value to it whatsoever to speak of. What, I earn a free airline ticket somewhere along the line, and they want to tax me for the airline ticket that I get by spending piles of money? It's like the dollar is earned, and they have their income tax. They take a chunk. You spend it, their sales tax takes a chunk. You invest it, man, they want 44.6% of their capital gains tax. They chunk, chunk, chunk. And if you die, by God, they want three more bites at the apple, too. They never stop, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, one of the big reasons I actually got into tax policy is because we had to be thankful that my grandfather died in 2010 instead of 2011, because otherwise the estate tax would have killed our family's manufacturing business. But that aside, on the issue of credit cards, what they're trying to do is effectively subsidize major retailers by lowering their costs to process your transactions. It's really almost like net neutrality for credit cards. Which is, again, government effectively trying to turn private infrastructure into public utilities. And by trying to artificially lower the fees that pay for these networks, we're talking about price controls effectively, you're going to lose a lot of the benefits. And I realize that a lot of people have problems with their current credit card rewards programs, but those fees also pay for fraud protection. They pay for the cybersecurity infrastructure that secures those transactions as well. So the rewards are only just a fraction of what those fees cover.
You know, here's the problem, and I really think this is the problem. We have inflation, for example, that's driving the cost of everything up. And the windfall of inflation is more tax dollars flowing in. And yet they still want to raise our taxes, right? Because as the money goes up, incomes go up, taxes go up because they're collecting more, and yet they print more money, undermine our economy, and leave us here with less buying power, but claiming that we're getting bigger paychecks. And I mean, I just heard Joe Biden say this. We're getting bigger paychecks, and therefore, yeah, things cost a little bit more, but it's not a big deal. As he tries to tell the world that inflation was 9% when he came into office. It was actually 1.4%, but they keep these lies are rolled out every day. But people know, don't they? I mean, people look at their pay stubs and go, wait a second. Tax, tax, tax. People look at their refunds, which have been smaller this year than they have been in years and years, because another bigger bite. So people are getting smaller refunds. They notice these things, don't they?
Yeah, I think the administration doesn't understand that there's a strong psychological component to inflation as well. And
right.
That if you continue to do things that people will expect to drive inflation, they're going to change their behavior and change prices accordingly. You're going to get some inflationary expectations that are priced into the economy. And so what the best thing they could do is stop talking about major government spending packages or needing to raise taxes or you know, again, passing more trillions of dollars of spending, because businesses think and they hear that and they say, well, if my taxes are going to go up and the government's going to keep spending money, I'm going to need to raise my prices. And so you get into sort of this feedback loop of inflation. The best thing you can do is really, I mean, look at what's going on in Argentina. You've got a guy there in charge that said, we're not going to do any of this boneheaded stuff anymore. And the inflation rate has collapsed. And now it's still very high because they were at a very high level. But he's making real progress there because he's also tackled the psychological aspect of inflation as well.
So you've had big changes. It's a good point you make there, Patrick. Argentina, big changes. El Salvador, big changes. And now Panama, big changes. These countries that were very left and had failing, not just economies, but crime and different issues they had. Bukele went ahead and threw, 80,000 gang members in jail. That place is recovering and healing. Argentina is healing with Milei. And now Molina, I think it's his name, Jose Molina, is the newly elected president of Panama. He's going to bring in these same right-of-center policies for law and order and for the economy and for taxes. I think they finally got a wake-up call south of here. What's wrong with Washington? Are they not getting the phone call?
Yeah, well, let's just hope we don't ever get to the point that those countries were at.
Fair point.
You don't want the call to come in too late. Things, you know, people are looking at the economy now and they see really high employment levels, low unemployment, and they think everything's going to be fine. But, you know, eventually the bottom is going to come out here, right? We've got a debt to GDP ratio that's higher than it was at the peak of World War II at this point. And this is the first year in history where we're going to be spending, in recent history, that we're going to be spending more on interest payments on the national debt than on national defense. That's a huge, huge problem. And that's only going higher. We're talking the service costs for the national debt are now the second highest budget item on the federal government.
Right, but we can't find the break. We're at $34.5 trillion, soon to be $35, soon to be $50, soon to be $100 trillion in debt. Patrick, you come back anytime because there's more things to talk about, Social Security, Medicare, other problems that we're facing. Didn't get to those today because right now we're talking about taxes. But you come back anytime because we have to have sensible ideas and solutions. Otherwise, we're all going to be deep in quicksand that we can't get out of. Sir, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. There you have it, Patrick Hedger. Still to come, free liquor. Free liquor for the drunks. I'm not kidding you. Taxpayers are paying for that, too. I'll be back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help.
the Michigan Chamber, on the job for you to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.